Hello and welcome to another Tuesday teaser edition of Dopey, the podcast on drugs, addiction, and dumb shit. My name is Dave, and I'm thrilled to pieces to bring you another Tuesday teaser of fucking Dopey. It's seriously my greatest pleasure to make this show. I made the actual Tuesday Patreon show this morning. I'm in my dad's house in the kitchen, and then I had the pleasure to go do a news thing at Scripps Online News. And first, my friend Jim, who's recently been on the show, got a job teaching at FIT. So that was fun. I got to go meet up with Jimmy, and we had soup dumplings in Emperor Noodle Shop. And he talked about his new CPAP machine, and I talked about them pulling the teeth out of my head. And he was like, yeah, this seems like a real 50-year-old Jewish man conversation. And it's true. I mean, I feel like a kid on the inside, but on the outside, I definitely, and I sound like a kid on the show, but I do not look like a kid. I'll tell you that. I was coming into my dad's house and some kids ran by me and I could tell I was no spring chicken anymore. And I went up to record this news piece about recovery, and the woman asked me, like, what can we do for people who are not in recovery? And I basically was like, nothing. There's nothing we can do. And is that true? No. I guess we can. What can we do? And if you know what to do for somebody who doesn't want to be sober, send in a email or a voicemail to dopeypodcast@gmail.com. I left to her office. First of all, we did an interview for like, I don't know, half an hour. And you hear how congested I am. So I sound like shit. My beard is long and white and straggly. My hair was not well coiffed. And as we were doing the interview, I don't know, there's a bright light on me, and then there was a heater in the back, and my throat started to close up, and I started coughing during the interview. She asked me what happens in 12-step meetings, and I said they're wild sex parties. It was very embarrassing. But then I realized I don't speak about recovery publicly very often, and I think I need to do some media training to learn how to talk about recovery. How would you guys talk about recovery in person? I don't know. I need to figure this out. I'm missing two new teeth. They took out two teeth on my left side. Two molars are gone. And one thing I didn't mention is that I already was missing a molar. So on the left side of my head, I'm missing three fucking teeth, which is out of hand. It's just out of hand. And it's like, I'm almost 10 years sober and we're doing the show a long time and whatever. But this is how you know that I wasn't always on the straight and narrow, because I'm missing fucking three teeth on one side. It's very hard to chew when you're missing three teeth. Here, I'm going to read a thing. I'm going to read an email. Hold on. This is from regular contributor Shoshana. And she writes, microdosing defiance, how James describes his adolescence and eventually moving out to do drugs. Damn, that's a good phrase. And it's hitting harder as the stepmom to a teen with two addict bio parents. And she is definitely defiant by nature. Me and her dad, her legal guardian, not her biological dad who is in prison, have to take it one day at a time and not get spun on all the awful possibilities. I just rewatched Spun for the first time since 2002. I think so this hella dopey episode guest was well-timed. And she's talking about Jimmy from WhoMU from Instagram. Here, I'm going to read this other one. Rebecca says, vengeance is mine, says the Lord or whoever. Listening to the first blip of episode 516 and feeling a little part of the world being righteous was so refreshing this morning. I'm a big fan of Bob Dylan's voice. I cannot tell you how many times back in high school when I would finally have a turn on the aux cord in someone else's car and then have to scream, tell me this isn't good. So pissed this is not an ep about the Bob Dylan movie. Ha ha. Also remembering you fangirling on the Bob Marley movie and appreciating that you can be deep in the music and history of it, but still find the newcomer format biopic summary to be worthy. You're brilliant. Thank you. 10 years ago, I married a pastor's son whose giga huge family was both offended to high heaven and laughing at me because my dad walked me down the aisle to Mr. Tambourine Man. He had so much Dylan on vinyl, and I had my car that didn't even have a table deck. Then I got older and knew my hero had a Christianity for the masses phase akin to my adolescent Jew for Jesus epiphanies. I knew he held the swirling darkness and light with both hands and heard its music too. 5 years ago, I had already used up my 10 days off, left sub plans for my special ed class, pretended I was sick, and went to my divorce hearing in minus 15 degree weather. I had to borrow my friend's car and sobbed in the Taco Bell parking lot to Tomorrow is a Long Time. I'm literally about to pause after the fan mail and just listen to Blood on the Tracks. Thank you, Dave, Becky. I called her Rebecca. I hope that's okay. First name okay, but write me back someday about Dopey Foundation, Teacher Talk with Alan, and Dopey Dyslexia Services. Yeah, there's lots to talk about. There's lots to talk about. Will Bob Dylan come on Dopey? I will say probably not. For some reason, I thought meeting George Clinton would improve my chances of George Clinton coming on Dopey. But I will say probably not. But I did hear from Time documentaries, and it seems like they're really going to pitch this Dopey documentary. So, like, that's good news. So this week on Patreon, what I did was I took... Do you guys know, remember Doug Bopst? Doug Bopst has a podcast and YouTube series called The Adversity Advantage. Doug graciously had me on his show, I don't know, a few weeks ago, and put the show up. Then he said if I wanted to use that episode for Patreon this week, I could. So I did, because I had the teeth yanked out of my head and I have a cold and I can make a lot of other excuses. So if you want to hear the full Adversity Advantage Dopey episode, this is a fucking horrible pitch, you could either join Patreon and spend money or just go listen to it for free on Doug's podcast, The Adversity Advantage. But I talk about some fun other dopey shit on the fucking Patreon. And there's videos and there's other shit. And we have the Dopey Recovery meeting on Wednesday. This week on the Patreon show, I talk about how Malcolm X and The Founder, two very different movies, one, of course, about Malcolm X and one about Roy A. Kroc, really, really inform my current recovery. So go to www.patreon.com/dopeypodcast and sign in for Patreon. Shipping is happening. I should have led this off with that. Fucking, I have 50 packages to ship out. I've labeled like 30 of them. I'm going to finish it off tonight as I watch the Knicks hopefully defeat the Indiana Pacers. And I just want to say this. As I put the packages together, as I go down the list of people who have sent in stories and people who have bought merch, though now it's like 9-1 of people who I'm giving fucking shit to for stories versus people who are buying merch. But I digress. As I go down the list, and I want to say this too, I recently hired Dopey Nation superstar Eric Papa Smurf, and Eric has been compiling the list of people we owe stuff to. And on the list, he writes the story the person sends in to remind me of why I'm giving them socks. And I'm going down this list, and I'm feeling this insane gratitude because you guys make the show. The show doesn't exist without you guys. The show is just, if you guys aren't listening to the show, if you don't give a shit about the show, if you aren't contributing to the show, then the show is nothing. So thank you. Join Patreon. Thank you for listening to this. Here's me and Doug from The Adversity Advantage.
Doey, doey, doey. Let's get this conversation going and welcome David Manheim back to The Adversity Advantage podcast. Dave, welcome back to the podcast.
Thank you, Doug. It's a pleasure to be here.
What have been like some of the biggest things you've learned about addiction from hosting your podcast?
I think I learned a lot more about recovery than addiction. I was such a drug addict. I think all you need to know about addiction is it's progressive. It's never goes away. There's never enough. I don't think there's anything else you can learn about addiction. Like, addiction is like a black hole that sucks you in. There's a lot of different things you can learn about recovery. I don't think there's that much to learn about addiction, but maybe I'm just not that smart.
Well, I think the nature of your show, I don't listen to your show. I'm kidding. The nature of your show, you know, when you have people who write to you or they come and tell their stories, you're able to listen and learn like about like what's at.
Hold on. Did you say you don't listen to my show?
You picked up on that a minute late. I said it like a minute ago.
I know, but you're saying to what knowledge do you have of my show?
No, if you don't listen to it. It was a joke.
Okay, keep going. Keep going, please.
You have people who come on, share their stories. You have people who write into the show. What have been some of the common themes as far as what is at the root of people continuing to use something or do things that are inherently destroying their life?
I think people look for lots of different reasons why they're an addict or why they're addicted, like personal trauma it's just personal trauma. I don't think there's anything else that people blame their addiction on. I never blame my addiction on personal trauma. I mockingly blame my addiction on my father, but I think addiction is like a great recipe. It's like a little bit of this and a little bit of that, and then you like cook it in a certain way, and then bam, you're an addict. And I know this sounds like I'm being difficult with you, but I don't know that I've learned anything about addiction doing the show. I feel like I've learned a shit ton about recovery. I think the thing about addiction is it doesn't spare anybody. And unless you're doing anything to get out of it, I mean, okay, here's something I've learned about addiction. It's not always progressive. It's not always progressive at the same rate. It's like one man's ceiling is another man's floor. Like I have a guy, there's a guy in Dopey Nation who counts his days off Kratom, but meanwhile he like eats mushrooms and does coke and smokes weed. But for some reason he's counting his days off Kratom. And that's an interesting thing about addiction. Like there's so much about addiction. Addiction is really about personal like agency. You're going to decide. I mean, that's the best thing about addiction and recovery is it's about personal agency, that you decide what you're addicted to and you decide what you're going to recover from. And you define yourself as an addict or an alcoholic or as somebody who's recovering. Like, we don't get to make those decisions. And I think that's the biggest thing I've learned about addiction.
So you mean that people get to decide and admit when it is that they have a problem?
And really be specific about, like, I'm addicted to Kratom, but I'm not addicted to weed, mushrooms, and coke.
Do you ever call anybody out and be like, how do you, like, that's BS, like, how is that even possible? Or do you just accept it for what it is?
That's something that I've really learned a lot doing the show, to be honest with you. Like, when we started doing the show, it was very easy for me to be like, oh, you're on methadone, you're not sober, you're bullshitting. Oh, you're on Suboxone, that's not going to work out. Oh, you're doing marijuana maintenance, that's not going to work out. I think the thing I've learned is that I'm not the end all be all of somebody else's addiction or recovery. And like, I do accept people where they're at, because like, who cares what I think? You know, like the dude on Kratom, like he wrote me something about he's counting his days and he's celebrating. And I was like, dude, I was like, I don't even understand, because I was annoyed. And I was like, why do you even fucking celebrate? And he wrote me some long message back explaining why he does. And that's like the thing that I'm constantly learning, is it's like my opinion comes from a place of prejudice. It comes from a place of personal opinion, self-centeredness. And I think the greatest thing I've learned from Dopey is the, how do you really respect other people's life? How do you really stay open to their experience? And how do you stay open to their addiction, their recovery, their hope, their disillusionment, whatever? Because there's nothing else I can really do but bear witness and kind of like put it out.
What's the old saying? I think from, I don't know if it's an AA thing or if it's just a recovery thing. Like, it doesn't matter if you were born on, if you're living on Park Avenue or on a park bench or whatever, it's all like the same. It's something like that. Did I butcher that? But
I think you just came up with an incredible slogan.
Dobby. All right. That's just a tidbit of me and Doug Bopst from the Adversity Advantage or from Dopey Patreon, depending on if you want it for free or you want to support your favorite podcast, The Adversity Advantage, or Dopey. Anyway, I hope you guys are great. It's very, very humbling and amazing to go on a show as some kind of addiction recovery fucking expert. It's funny because when I started the episode, I was saying I didn't know anything about recovery or what to say to somebody who's not in recovery. And then to Doug, I said, I don't know anything about addiction. I didn't learn anything about addiction. I don't know. I think I'm very, very grateful to be here. I'm grateful to be sober. Thank you guys for listening. Go fucking sign up for Patreon. This Friday is going to be an amazing new show. I have no idea what it's going to be. Stay strong, Dopey Nation, and fucking toodles for Chris.
Greetings and salutations, Dopey Nation. I wanna take a walk around the world. I wonder would it do me any good? Until I get some money in my pocket, then I guess I'll just have to walk around my neighborhood. But I wanna be good so bad. I wanna be so good, so bad, so bad. I wanna be good so bad. But bad desire is all I ever had. And I wanna take a ride up in the sky. And watch as aeroplanes just pass me by. And I wanna see a Learjet liner take a dive. Just to show all of these people what it means to be alive. And I wanna be good so bad. I wanna be so good, so bad, so bad. I wanna be good so bad. But bad desire's all I ever had. And my shadow's getting smaller and smaller. And it's high noon where I stand. My shadow's getting smaller and smaller. And it's high noon where I stand. And I wonder would they pay it any mind when I leave this busted city far behind. I'll take the high road however far it winds. Cause peace and love are very, very, very hard to find. And I wanna be good so bad. I wanna be so good, so bad, so bad. I wanna be good so bad. But bad desire is all I ever had. And it's all I ever had. And it's all I ever had. And these suckers make me mad. And it's all I ever had. And I wanna call my dad. And it's all I ever had. And it's all I ever had. And it's all I ever had. And these suckers make me mad, and it's all I ever had. And I wanna call my dad, and it's all I ever had. And it's all I ever had. Stay strong, Dopey Nation. Fucking toodles for Chris.
Sup, Zoomers.
And shout out to Scott Wick, the rap god, by the way. I mean, everyone else is great too, but
Zoomers,
just, you know,
Zoomers, Zoomers.
It's the rap god, so. Yeah. Toodles.